T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Government's pandemic rollout.
400 million N95 masks for free.
Trump Empire investigation.
Evidence of possible financial fraud.
Officers charged in girl's death.
They returned fire at the wrong target.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The government's new COVID strategy, nearly 2 years into the pandemic. Millions of masks are going out, and free at-home tests can now be ordered up on a federal website. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Americans can now sign up online to get 4 free tests per residential address. The address, covidtests.gov. It's been eagerly anticipated ever since President Biden announced a plan in December to ship 500 million at-home tests to Americans. Last week, the president doubled the country's order, with plans now to eventually provide 1 billion of them to households nationwide. It won't be a rapid turnaround. Officials say the U.S. Postal Service will typically ship tests within 7 to 12 days. This comes as the Biden administration is also announcing plans this morning to start shipping 400 million N95 masks starting at the end of this week. They're coming out of the strategic national stockpile and will be available at community health centers and pharmacies across the country.
Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez tells us COVID case numbers are starting to drop in some parts of the country, but for many hospitals, the situation's critical.
In North Carolina, COVID-related hospitalizations are at a pandemic high. Currently, 1 in 3 people tests positive. Dr. Katie Passeretti is chief epidemiologist for Atrium Health Carolina's Medical Center in Charlotte, where 156 COVID patients are on life support, 92% of them unvaccinated.
For people who think Omicron is not that big of a deal, you're saying what you're seeing inside those hospital walls is a big deal.
Yeah, and you know, throughout the pandemic, the experience of healthcare workers taking care of the sickest of sick patients, watching young people that are unvaccinated pass away from COVID, it's incredibly, incredibly heartbreaking and devastating.
New York State's Attorney General has laid out some of the evidence in the investigation into former President Trump's business empire. CBS's Catherine Herridge has the latest.
New York State's Attorney General Letitia James said her investigators found the Trump Organization repeatedly engaged in fraudulent or misleading practices. She cited multiple cases where the former president lent his signature on documents where she says he inflated the value of his company and his own fortune. All in a bid, James says, for the Trump Organization to reap loans, tax benefits, and insurance coverage by filing misleading annual financial statements, tax submissions, and other documents. CBS News has reached out to lawyers for the Trumps and the organization and have not heard back. But the former president has previously said the investigation is politically motivated.
The House panel investigating the Capitol attack has now subpoenaed Trump ally Rudy Giuliani and other members of the legal team involved in trying to overturn the election results. 5G is here, but CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports that could mean some travel issues.
This morning, as AT&T and Verizon are launching their new ultra-fast 5G wireless service nationwide, airlines are bracing for travel headaches.
We're going to see some disruptions. There's no question about it.
Captain Joseph DePete is the president of the Airline Pilots Association.
We want to be leaders in the world in terms of 5G, but we don't want to do it at the expense of aviation safety.
While the FCC says 5G is safe, the FAA is concerned about interference with systems that help pilots land in low visibility and bad weather. Airlines warned as many as 1,100 passenger and cargo flights a day would be delayed, diverted, or canceled. So Tuesday, the wireless companies agreed to two-mile buffer zones around many of the nation's busiest airports.
Secretary of State Blinken is in Ukraine as the U.S. promises an additional $200 million in military aid amid fears of a possible Russian invasion.
I strongly, strongly hope that we can keep this on a diplomatic and peaceful path, but ultimately that's going to be President Putin's decision.
He'll meet with his Russian counterpart Friday in Geneva. The Progressive Political Action Committee, Emily's List, says it will not endorse Arizona Democrat Kyrsten Sinema for re-election unless she agrees to support a Senate rule change that could ease the way for passage of voting rights legislation. Sinema and fellow Democrat Joe Manchin say they want to keep the filibuster the way it is. Three police officers now face manslaughter and other charges outside Philadelphia for the death of an 8-year-old girl, Fanta Biddley, in a chaotic situation last August. CBS's Meg Oliver.
The young girl was killed last summer after two teens exchanged gunfire at the end of a football game. The three responding officers fired 25 rounds, striking four people, including young Fanta and her 12-year-old sister. Attorney Bruce Castor represents the Biddley family.
This one was a bright, shining light, the kind of person that made people happy just by looking at her. And to have her gone is just a terrible, terrible tragedy.
At first, two teenagers were charged with murder. That case has now been dropped. Guns found at airport checkpoints like never before last year. CBS's Errol Barnett spoke with TSA Administrator David Pekoski about it.
A record-breaking year at TSA checkpoints. Nearly 6,000 guns detected at airports nationwide. That's up 35% from 2019, even as travel remained below pre-pandemic levels.
And how many of these firearms are loaded?
The vast majority are loaded. About 86% of those firearms are loaded.
A new date has been picked for the Grammy Awards on CBS, April 3rd in Las Vegas. The COVID surge scrapped the original plan of January 31st in L.A. Influential fashion journalist Andre Leon Talley has died at 73. He went from magazines to television, becoming a judge on America's Top Model. In 2020, he was on CBS This Morning.
I had no pressure. I felt it was important to simply represent the outstanding excellence for the firms that I work for Women's Wear Daily and Vogue. I sat on the front row. They didn't have me there because of the way I looked. They had me there because of my knowledge and my smartness.
In 2013, Vanity Fair called him the fashion industry's most important link to the past. No matter how you cut it, cheese is big in Wisconsin.
Hard to believe that a state calling itself America's Dairyland has no official state cheese, but that's the case in Wisconsin.
I brought samples at Christmas along with the Christmas
cookies.
That's
true.
A proposal to make Colby the official cheese was introduced in the 90s and again in 2019, but has yet to get approval. State lawmakers have held a public meeting.
Wisconsin does cheese better than anybody else.
It's a wedge issue, with supporters saying Colby should get the honor because of its birthplace, Colby, Wisconsin.
We go to Colby every year.
Some argue approving Colby would undermine the state's many other cheeses, which is no gouda. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Some wine with that cheese in upstate New York, where amid frigid temperatures in the teens, some grape growers are out picking their crop. It's the perfect temp for grapes to make ice wine. The cold adds intensity to the flavor and increases sweetness. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.